So there is not a... You know, for a good 10 years, all of our music was AC/DC. And I know why. How can you not listen to that riff and not wake up early in the morning and get ready and go and work out and ride a bike and all that? We need to go back to more AC/DC.
I do enjoy AC/DC, and it's funny because usually you come in and let me know what music you want, and today, just, you know, with everything going on, you forgot to, and I was like, I kind of know where to turn to.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong if you play AC/DC.
It's a default.
What's AC/DC? Is that a battery or something?
Jeez.
Jeez.
All right, I got a question for you guys before you guys get into text questions and stuff. A huge surprise announcement yesterday when Travis Etienne decided that the Clemson running back decided that he's going to go back to school for his senior year. And you know, for me, it was strange timing in the same week that Luke Kuechly announces his retirement at 28. Obviously, huge history with concussions for him and all that kind of stuff. I know you guys have had really good discussion about the different kind of concussions, because he was one that was crying on the field with his and stuff. But with Travis Etienne going back for his senior year, from a medical perspective, is that kind of taking a year out of his earning potential that he's costing himself by doing that?
It's a great question. Yeah, it's controversial.
It's just the way you want to look at it. I mean, is there an opportunity cost for him going back to college, not getting paid or anything, unless South Carolina changes the laws really quickly, because we know athletes can maybe potentially capitalize on their name
own
and
branding,
likeness, right? And I don't know if the state of South Carolina has that. But yes, is that costing him money? Absolutely, because we know... You know, the kid's a stud player. He's going to be drafted. He'll make money. Good for him if he wants to come back and just made the choice. You know, a lot of times, look, some things are worth more than money. And maybe his senior year at Clemson, to go back, they left the way they did. That's one thing. But look, at the same time, I guarantee you, I'd be shocked if he doesn't have an insurance policy being set up right now. Right now, something to protect him from a catastrophic injury or something. There's going to be a policy that's going to be purchased. I mean, I would be shocked if there's not. But no, I mean, good for him. I don't have any fault to it. I'm not here to tell him, oh, he made the wrong decision. No, but is there, if you want to look at the finance and all the stuff, yeah, I mean, is there an opportunity cost? Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. It brings up some really good ideas that you have to consider, because basically he's saying there is more value with me going back to school for this final year than it is me, you know, going and putting my hat into the lottery and getting drafted and making money. And, you know, I think a lot probably just depends on what his goals are, what's important to him. There is no right or wrong answer, you know.
You can even add
if his goal was, hey, man, I want to try and make the most money that I can coming out, you know.
And increase his draft stock. Well, the other question is, why is Trevor Lawrence even going to play next year?
I think he has to. I think there's an age thing.
Yeah.
I think he has to come back.
He doesn't have to play.
Oh, you mean like take the year off?
He's going to be the number one draft pick. Why does he need to play?
Oh, that's a good question.
So you could even ask that question.
Yeah.
Because Trevor Lawrence is, you probably watched the number one and number two pick for the 2020 draft and the 2021 draft in the national championship.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what does Trevor Lawrence need to prove to anybody? You know? So does he have a policy as well? I'd be looking at one, because if he even does not even as good as he did last year and just a drop, he's going to be the number one quarterback.
He'll come out.
He's still the number one pick. So there's actually zero value probably to Trevor Lawrence playing another down at Clemson.
And I'm curious if there's any numbers that they can punch to try and see, you know, the benefit of when someone should come out to maximize the amount of income that they would earn coming out. You know, I'm just curious about that. I mean, and I'm curious why Etienne is deciding to go back. I mean, the trend right now is, if I've got it, and you know, the draft boards are saying I'm going to go pretty high, I'm going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that there are policies in place, insurance policies. Mind you, they're not. It's not like a $30 million policy. It's something much, much more
reasonable,
and the premiums are really high. And then the questions then come into play. Who's paying the premium? You know, a lot of times the athlete can't afford $100,000 premium for a $2 million policy, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, there's a great question that Saad raised. Mayer's answer was spot on. Football is a collision sport, and the risk of injury, concussion, blown out knee, whatever, it is significant. And yeah, I don't know why Trevor Lawrence is going to play next year. He's not eligible for the draft this year, so he has to wait a year. Whether he plays and takes that risk or not, it's up to him and his family and whatever. But yeah, you're right. These are really good questions, and what we don't know is the drive of the athlete. You know what? Maybe it's really, really important for him to win another national championship.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
And if that's the drive... Then, you know, more power to you.
Yeah, more power to you by all means. I mean, I don't think we can say, oh, man, he's not going back. He's going to miss out on a lot of money. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
That may not be his goal. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't judge him. I wouldn't judge him either way, one way or the other. Someone just needs to be able to, and I'm sure he's got good counsel around him. Yeah. Just let him know his options. But no, I mean, it's no fault.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there. I think if Trevor Lawrence was not coming back, Etienne would not have come back. I'm just going to say.
You think it's driven more by
hey, we have a chance to win it again.
His chance to win it again?
Absolutely. You want to answer the rotator cuff question?
Yes. Let's see here.
1740.
Yep. Had a question about a rotator cuff. Was saying, look, I have a rotator cuff injury. Can this cause burning in my armpit area, numbness, tingling in the forearm? No. I'm going to say that's really
it's a
unlikely.
One-word answer. No.
Yeah, no. That's really unlikely. Rotator cuff tears they can cause radiating pain. They usually just radiate toward the elbow. They usually don't go below the elbow. They typically are not going to cause numbness and tingling in your forearm down in that area. That's unrelated. So the question is, were you diagnosed with a rotator cuff? You know, because someone got an MRI and maybe you're of a certain age where it's common to see a little partial tear, this, that, and the other. But that may not be the true diagnosis, and that doesn't really explain your symptoms, your history, and your physical. So you always, we've talked about this a million times, if your history and physical do not match your MRI findings, I don't care about your MRI findings, because your history and physical will trump whatever other exam we order as a confirmatory exam. So, nope. One word answer, no.
Had an example of a lady yesterday came in. She's like, Doc, I love to golf. I love to golf, but my elbow is really bothering me. She had some arthritis in her elbow, but when you examined her, what was really bothering her was tennis elbow.
Yep.
She's like, can I have an injection? I was like, yeah, sure. So, because you know, the question is going to be, hey, do we inject the joint or do we inject
the tennis
elbow?
Are you just
like
the nicest Dr. Ballard? You're just like, can I have an injection?
Everybody loves him.
Sure. You can have an injection. Here. What else do you want?
Try to be a nice. It was funny. She mentioned that. She was like, he just did whatever I wanted to my assistant.
You know, what do you do about this when you get a call from somebody who tells you what they want? When you just get a call and they just say,
I want
hey,
an injection.
I need to come in and I need an injection for this. Like, they just already tell you what they need.
Yeah. I usually don't see them.
I think you got to educate them first.
Well, no, because, I mean, but you don't know. Maybe they've, in the past, have had injections. They've helped. Maybe they moved into the area. Maybe they saw another doc. They're just coming to another doc. They know this works.
You know, that actually happened NBA. So this was way back in the day when we did three injections for like a Synvisc or whatever. And he got week one in one city, week two in the same city, then got traded. And as part of my initial physical, I had to give him his third injection.
That's funny.
Hey, welcome. Good to meet you. Thank you for coming to Dallas. And shot.
Yep.
Anyway, all right. So quick little summary of episode 731. If you missed any part of it, you can watch it live. Well, not live. You can rewatch it on Facebook. You can listen to it on Inside Sports Medicine podcast. We download them typically on Mondays. You can come see us anytime you want to. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you enjoy the show. You know, I always end each episode by saying, tell your friends. That truly is how our practice works. That truly is how this show works. We don't really advertise, so word of mouth. You know, if you've enjoyed it, if you've learned something, tell your friends so that next Saturday morning they wake up with us. It is a glorious day today here in North Texas, and hopefully where you are as well. Don't forget, you can find us or see us at Texas Sports Medicine. Just Google Texas Sports Medicine. We should be the first ones to come up. Until next week, on behalf of all of us here on Inside Sports Medicine, on behalf of Dr. Mayer, Dr. Ballard, and myself, until then,
tell your friends.